factory. All these features were still there in 1919, but they had lost their lustre and some of their function. The elegant promenades and gardens were no longer thronged with fashionable leisure seekers, aristocrats, and the higher grades of the Imperial Russian Civil Service with their families on holiday. Those happy and prosperous times had existed little more than 5 years before, but already they were beginning to seem like a generation away. They certainly did so to Azmatov, the manager of the Imperial Opera House, so much so that he sometimes wondered half-seriously if the good times had been a figment of his imagination. Then he would look round his office and see the posters. Here was a visit from the Mariensky Opera Company in Carmen and Boris Godunov. There was the Bolshoi with the Nutcracker or Swan Lake. Ismailov had played Hamlet here, and the great Eleonora Duse herself had once appeared on his stage as D'Annunzio's La Gioconda. She had played the role, of course, in her native Italian. Nevertheless, the citizens of Petropol had packed the theatre and shown their sophistication by declaring her performance exquisite. In 1919, no European theatre company would have ventured within 100 miles of Petropol.